Thank you for calling customer support. My name is O. How may I help you?
I guess I'm calling about a complaint. I don't
okay.
know the department they asked for.
You say a complaint or charges?
Charges.
Okay. So I will be happy to assist with your concerns today. Can you provide me your zip code, please?
41074.
And can you provide me your first and last name, please?
Sheila Backus.
Okay, spell the first and last name, please.
S-H-E-L-I-A. Last name is B as in boy, A-C-I-S.
All right, thank you. Just a moment. And can you provide me your shipping address, please?
416 Main Street, Dayton, Kentucky.
All right, thank you for that information. So I show that you placed the order on February the 7th for our MUV smartwatch and MUV earbuds. With the smartwatch, you can monitor your heart rate, sleep, steps taken. With the earbuds, listen to music, answer calls, things of that nature. So the only thing you had to pay initially upon placing the order would be the shipping and handling. Per the terms and conditions, they'd advise that you are signing up for a 14-day trial. So you're provided 14 days to try out the items. If you do not cancel within that time frame, you are billed for the full cost at the end of the 14 days for the items provided. This, of course, is a one-time charge received. So that is what occurred on February the 22nd. You were billed for the full price of the EarPods. This was in the amount of $99.97. I don't show the course that you've been billed yet for the smartwatch, but that is, soon to occur.
That is incorrect. First off, I just got the stuff today. I just got it in the mail today. Second off, I was never told that. I was told all I had to pay was the $6.97 for the shipping. That's all. I am on disability. I only get a check once a month and live by myself. I can't afford nothing like that. Now, taking that $99 out tonight is going to put me evicted. I need that for my rent. So I was misled all the way through. So I will gladly ship these back, but I just got them today. They just came in my mail today.
All right. So I do apologize for any misunderstandings. The information today is provided directly from those terms and conditions. So I do apologize if somehow the information was missed. But the charges received are valid. I can work with you as far as we're providing a courtesy refund today as well.
Okay. Because I need that money back to pay my rent. It's too cold to live on the street.
So what I can do for you today as a courtesy, I can offer a courtesy refund. That's going to be 35%. And the estimated time frame for that to reflect will be between 3 to 5 business days.
Now, why only 35%?
Because the full charge is valid, as you agreed upon our terms and conditions to be billed at full price if you do not cancel within the 14 days. So that is why we're able to offer 35%.
I just got it today, though. How can I cancel?
I mean, I understand that, but it goes, again, 14 days from the date you ordered. So even if you just received it, your trial starts the day that you place the order. So what I can offer for you at this time is going to be a 50% refund, estimated time frame, 3 to 5 business days.
So you're going to give me 50% refund for something I've never even tried yet because I just got them. But you're charging me to try them from the day that you mailed them out because I didn't even get to try them.
I mean, I understand
that.
That
what I'm understanding?
Our term, where you go, follow our terms and conditions. Per that, it states that you would be billed. So already you were, supposed to be aware that you would be billed at full price when you did place the order. So I can offer a 50% refund.
I was not aware of
that.
That
will reflect 3 to 5 business days. That's why the information is provided when you do submit your order at the beginning for you to review through and have understanding of the offer being provided. So here's
what
I can do.
No, that's not
what
I was provided with.
75% refund, 3 to 5 business days.
Well, I think I should be 100% refund.
I'm sorry.
Because I did not try them.
Right, I understand,
ma'am. I didn't even have them to try.
I feel that you should receive 100%, but that option is unavailable. We can do a 75% refund. That'll reflect between 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, you do your 75. I'll mail your stuff back.
Okay. And if you do
Make
return
sure you
it, it's
take
going to
my
be
card off your
discarded
account.
because we have a no
Please?
return policy.
A what policy?
A no return. So we're not accepting returns. So you can feel free to throw
well,
the
you
item
want me
away
to
or
them.
Give it to someone else. But our warehouse is not accepting any returns.
So you want me to give them somebody else and tell
You
them to
can do
try
what
it
you
for
would
14
like
days, even
at
though
this
they can
point.
have them?
You can do what you like at this point because those items are yours. We're not taking them back.
You're not taking them back, and I never tried them. But I'm being charged for trying something that I never even tried, and I'm only getting 75% back. Is that what you're telling me?
Correct.
Do you have a manager there?
I sure do. I'll be happy to get you
Okay.
connected once I submit the refund.
All right. And I'll get my lawyer, too. Because this is totally wrong.
All right, full refund has been submitted. Your account is canceled. You have a pen or pencil. I'll provide you with the confirmation for the cancellation and refund. Let me know when you're ready.
Ready.
All right, confirmation C, as in cancel, 67237. Again, that's C, 67237. Accounts canceled, fully refunded for the latest charge. You have the confirmation regarding that as well. So I'll go ahead and get you connected over to a supervisor. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day. Hold on a moment.
Okay. Hello?
I'm still here, ma'am. Just waiting on the supervisor. I'll be getting you shortly
Okay.
once they come on the line. Thank you.
Thank you.